to become great with. Rashi says, "Kesh yavoi b'neinu achreinu im lo yimtzu mal estakim b'may yiglish mem." They're not going to find anything to fix up. How will they become great? Some of them are left over. Something for their children to become great. So you see, Amor, the obvious, we're not masakin everything. Left over certain things for their children to be masakin. So the Rebbe said, "Afani the same thing here also." Maka manich le'avoisai lizgada boy. My father's left over place for me to become a god with. In other words, that I have a right to make this din now to tell everybody that they surely does not have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, "Yeah, this God, this God." So if I have a right to say what they say, this that Beis Shoyin is not from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't have to take off Tumas and Maaseres from the Yerokos that grow there. All right, we'll stop here. On top. To the answer back, Elo Mokim Henichu Lo Yavoisel is Gader Boy. Over there, by the Boy Dezorah, that your Shofet and Asra left over some of Boy Dezorah in order for Chizkiyah to become great with, is Afani, so Rebbe said over me too, Mokim Henichu Lo Yavoisai Liz Gader Boy. That my father left over a Mokim for me to become great, meaning to say that I'm saying over, I was Makabo to say this now, and therefore that since I heard that Rabbi Meir ate from the Tfuah on Beis Shon without taking off Trumas and Maaseres, that's a raya that Beis Shon is not from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's potter from Trumas and Maaseres. Bar Kopon was coming out from Al Gemara now that according to Rabbi, that Peiros and Chutz Laaretz is potter from Trumas and Maaseres. So Toi says that God's Arichas here is not mashma that, as some Gemara's mashma, that you are chayiv in Chutz Laaretz from Trumas and Maaseres. So one Teretz one say here, we're talking about Demai. Demai were making in Chutz Laaretz, but not regular Paris. Other Pesham Toys want to say maybe only Yerek, like Rashi says, it's only with Rabbanon Eretz Yisrael, so they're making in Chutz Laaretz. But could be Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah, it's Chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, with the Raisam. Maybe in Chutz Laaretz, you are Mechuyiv. But about that, we know our many here, at least in America, is that even on Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah, we do not take off Trumas and Maaseres. So the end is the one's answer, Rabbi Natan Meforesh, Nyein HaSodis Chashuvois, K'moy Shalon, it's like still like our fields, L'fi Shanoisne Memas, L'fi Zeb Yemein L'hoyim Afrishen, El Mahanud Lo Yoy V'Tasko. It depends that they didn't give Trumas and Maaseres anymore because they had to pay taxes to the government. And then Toys then Zor, V'yesh Lefar, V'yod Yesh Tefarish, Shemo HaRechoykim Eretz Yisrael K'moynu L'etik Nechachomim. Even b'shas that the Kohen of the Rabbanim made exer on Trumas and Maaseres Chutz Laaretz could be only the lands right outside Eretz Yisrael, but the place is far away from Eretz Yisrael, and the Chnami there's no gzeres. So that's why Lamaisa in America, when Mekel, we do not take off Trumas and Maaseres even on Tug and Tirish V'Yitzar. It's the same on this heter that the lands that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, even with the Rabbanim, you have no chiva to take off Trumas and Maaseres. Now the Gemara says, Mikan, from this Gemara over here, Le Talmud Chochem, Shoma Dov, Talmud Chochem says over something, Shoma Dvar Halocha, Shei Mazichen Oisoi. In other words, no matter how strange it may sound to you, do not move him away. First lesson is, Ei Mazichen Oisoi. Do not move away, do not tell him he's wrong. The Amrlo, some solution is, Ein Maznichen Oisoi. Also, do not make him reject it. The Amrlo, some say, A maschichin oisoi, like to make, did not make him feel bad that he said it. Rashi says maschichin is loyma gai voskel gromlecho. It's time to say you're a guy who caused you to say this. Just don't say this right away, but rather first listen to what he says because maybe he's right. It's more like this: man di yoma maschichin. The one that says first lashon of maschichin, kedushiv is right. The post says lo yizir hachoshin. Do not move away the choshin. So it also means do not remove him, do not tell him to remove what he said, maybe you'll be right. Like here also, first the Chum had time as how Rebbe matted Beishon, but then Rebbe explained himself. Umandiyom, the one that says, Ein maznichin, also the Chesed Pasuk says, Ki lo yizaneach li'elam Hashem, Hashem will not leave you, never leave you alone. Umandiyom, maschichin, we say lashon of maschichin, lashon of gaivo, it's now learned like this. When it became a lot of people, the Zechuchi Halev is Rabba Machlokes Pisol, there's a lot of Machlokes in Klai Yisrael. Meaning to say, a Lashon of Gaiva. Yetzer also did not think and tell him Stam is Gaiva caused it, but maybe he's right. Now the Gemara says, Maskevlo Yehuda bread Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Yehuda bread, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, has a question like this. Is anybody that could say that the Beis Shon, this place, Lav Meretz Yisrael, is not part of Eretz Yisrael? Like, how could you say that Rav Meir ate the Rokas there without taking off Truma Semaisris? I have walked through, there's a Pasuk in Shreftim that says, Loi Hirish Menashesh Beis Shon, V'yes Benoisel, V'yes Tanach, V'yes Benoisel. So it says clearly, Mashpo is the Chelik of the early Yoshua, of the early Mitzrayim, that they captured Beis Shon. So Mashpo clearly it has a Sheikh as Eretz Yisrael. So how could you say it has no Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says, the Vosad Loi Hirish means, Ela Manichim Lamas Oived, V'yeshim B'nei, they just left it over. But I call upon him, that was places that they captured, it has Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael on it. So the Gemara says, Ishtemitzai Hod Yomar B'Shim Ben Alikim. They forgot, when Rabbi Yehuda bread of Shimon ben Pazi forgot what Rabbi Shimon ben Alikim said, Mishum Reb Lozer ben Pados, Reb Lozer ben Pados. Shom that he said over Mishum Reb Lozer ben Shemua. And he said like this, that Harbe Krochim Kivshum Ola Mitzrayim. There were a lot of cities that Ola Mitzrayim captured. V'loi Kivshum Ola Bovol. But by the second Aliyah, by Ezraim, they did not capture those cities. And therefore, Ksava, he holds, that Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shaita V'loi Kitcha L'Osa Lovay. That the first Kedusha Yeshua made was only Mekadesh, Kozman Klaisa was living in Eretz Yisrael. But by Bechurub and Abbas Amigdash Arishan, it was bought of that Kedusha. And later when Ezra came up the second time, they were not Mekadesh, those Mekaimis. So it comes out Beis Shon is one of those places that did not receive a second Kedusha, Bimei Ezra. Therefore now it has no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Why, how come Oile Ezra was not Mekadesh it? The Nichem, they left it over with a din of Chutzlaritz, Kadesh Yismuchu Aleim Aniyim B'Shvias, in order that the Aniyim, the poor people living in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, where will they eat from? That people don't grow new crop on Shemitah. So they won't have any Leket Shechapeya. So therefore, Oile Ezra left over some cities not to be Mekadesh, in order they should not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, nor there should not be no Shemitah, and therefore they'll plant there, and therefore the Neim of Eretz Yisrael will be able to go to these cities to have Leket Shechapeya on Shemitah. Sanech Lamis is true that even though the Ole Yoshua, Ole Mitzrayim, were Mekadesh of Beishon, but the Ole Bopa were not Mekadesh it. Rashi says, Enech Nami, the first Kedush Tak is Botol, but the Yoshin Shekichu Hain, but the Kedusha Shnia that Ezra put on, Loi Botlu B'chur Mishen, and that was not Botol, even now. And the minimum of Yevamis Baruch, Pesach the Yevich Hashem Lekech Loratz Asher Yorsha Vesecha the Yerushta Yerusha Rishayno Shnia Yeshlem Shebotla Yerusha Rishayno V'Nikra Shnia, but Yerusha Av Yerusha Shlisha Sein Lehem Shashnia Loi Poska Hilka Bimei Rebbe Nogu Isabaritz. Therefore, in Rebbe's time, even though it was after the Churban of the Bayis Hasheni, still there are no Kedushin Eretz Yisrael, because that Kedusha was lost at Lovay, Ma'ashenke and Beis Shon did not have the Kedusha. Therefore, it's Mutatita Peres from Beis Shon without Truma Semaisus. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimi le Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Yimi said to Rabbi Zeiro, Vor Rabbi Meya, Ola Biyam Hudi Yachil. What was the whole proof altogether? All they saw was that Rabbi Meya ate a leaf like one piece of vegetable. So Chorashi says, The Achilas Arahi, Fisha Yibarit, even Eretz Yisrael Tzmuta. It's Nachilas Arwa that's Mutta, it's before Gemara Peris, so therefore you might eat from it. Or Malaysia said back to him, no, Meyaguda Achlei, that vegetable like was already bunched together. So Rashi says, the Mishenegad also Lechel Arai. Once it's bunched together, comes into a bunch, then it's also treated even Arai, even one. Utanam learned like this, that Yerek HaNegad Yerokis, that usually the Gemara Malach is by bunching them, making the bunch together. So Mishiyagit, as soon as it becomes an Ogud, becomes bunched together, then Rashi says, Hukfo Lemaiser, Vanessa Bechilas Arai, that was the Maiser with Rameya. Therefore, they said over the Eidus that Beis Shon is not called part of Eretz Yisrael. Shredi Gemara Vedum Alabadatoi, maybe Rameya just made a mistake and he forgot to eat it without taking off Trumas and Maiseris, but really maybe it's a Mechuyiv. So the Mor says, no, again, hashtu behemtum shol tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meivet kol al yodon, madach musunsi, like the chamor Pinchas ben Yor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let the chamor, the donkey, eat something that's awesome. So tzadikim atzmon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tzadikim for sure, and like I said before, it's a g'nai for tzadik to eat something that's also. So by Dvorim Asum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not let a tzadik eat something that's also. So if it was really also, Remeya would have not eaten from it. So therefore, it must be that Remeya held that they showing was from Chutz Laretz, Olei Bovel was not Mekadosh it, and therefore that's the Eidus that's saying over now that it does not Kedusha. The more still yes, maybe no, Vidulma maybe Iser Alei Mimokim Achar, maybe they already took off Truma Samaritans from these Yerukas from other places. So that's why Rabbi May ate from it. Rashi says, Shemo Hoyula Yerik Tolish Bebeisoi, the Yom Areyu Maisa, while a good Zoo, he already took off Truma Samaritans. So Mor says, no. Mor said, Lo Nechshdu Chaverim Litram Shlem Min Amukhav. That's not a mitzvah Min Amukhav. The mitzvah Min Amukhav is to take off Truma, what's right next to it. That's called Min Amukhav, something right next to it. And not to take off Truma from someplace else on this. Rashi says, Litram Shlem Min Amukhav. Min Amukhubar V'samach Loi. Reinim Akifan Shtei Chavis. Yoni make off Truma Samaritans, things that are right next to it. Not from faraway places. So if Avadir Rabbi Meir would have not been samech to take up Truma Samaisris from someplace else on this, that's not called Min HaMukav. So more still yes, but Beduma Nosen Eino B'tzad Zeh V'yocho B'tzad Achar, maybe took up Truma Samaisris, like Rashi just says, Likra Lo Shein Maiser, outside Sheini V'yocho B'tzad Sheini, like Pepeh just spoke out and said, I want to take up Truma Samaisris on the other side of this. The other side of this bunch should be Truma Samaisris, and therefore ate from this side. So maybe it was Mafresh right now, Truma Samaisris. So what's the big proof? So Mora says, listen, Omalei, Sarbzeri answered back and said, Chazi, man gavarabba kamasa dolei, who was this big person that said over the Eidus? Rashi says, Ro, kam odam godol heirolov, Tainu Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua that said over this Eidus. So lohoyel bo lohoyet since Rabbi Yeshua came to hello of his edus, what Rabbi Meir ate these yerukas without taking a truma samaisrus, yofech even avad Rabbi Yeshua saw carefully, v'digdig v'dover anoch, and he saw clear what the truth was. So avad since Rabbi Yeshua says over, he did not think of truma samaisrus, and he knows what he's talking about. So that with this edus that Rabbi Yeshua saw or said over that Rabbi Meir ate from it without taking off truma samaisrus. Therefore, Rabbi made this din that they sure now does not have a loch of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, "My, what's the case of behemtum shel tzadikim? What is this case of behemtum shel tzadikim?" So Gemara says, "Rav Pinchas ben Yor heve." The mice was like this: Rav Pinchas ben Yor was once walking, heve kozel lepidyon shvun. He's once going; he had to go someplace to redeem people that were captured. He was doing the mitzvah of pidyon shvun. Is Pogebe Beginoye Nohoro. He met up with this river. Rashi says Shem Hanohor. The name of the river was Ginoy. Omales, he said like this, Ginoy Cholikli. He told the river, split for me. Let me go by. I have to go through. So he told him, Cholikli Memecho, the Yevabok, let me go through. Omales, he said like this. Like the Noah of the river, said back to Pinchas ben Yor, and he said to him like this, "Atoheilech lasos ritzayin kinecha. True, you Pinchas ben Yor, you're going out to do a mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. Vani heilech lasos ritzayin kerni. I'm also going." The Rashi says all the rivers go b'gzeres hamelech. So now this river is traveling because Hashem told him to do it. So he said like this, the river. True, you're going to do a mitzvah pidyon shvuyin, but it's a doubt whether you'll be able to be poydrum or not. Rashi says, Shem lo yitnu lecho bepidyon, maybe they won't redeem him to you. So that's called sofik oisa, sofik yat oisa. But ani, me the river, vada yoisa, I'm for sure doing the rotzen Hashem. If so, I can't split for you. If I'll stop to split, I'm not doing the rotzen Hashem. So Omalei, so Pinchas ben Yor said back, Emiato chilek, if you're not going to split for me, goizrani alecha shlo yava b'chomayim li'erlam, I'll make a gzera that no water should travel through you. That's the way Pinchas ben Yor spoke to the river. So what happened was, cholak li, so the river split first Pinchas ben Yoram. So Pinchas ben Yoram was going through the river. Have Yehu Gavra Devi Dori Chita Lepischa. There was a person going along that was also, that there was a person that was carrying wheat for Pesach in order to make matzahs also l'shem mitzvah. Is Omalei, so Pinchas ben Yoram said to the river, Cholak le'nam elahai, I want you to split for this person also. To be mitzvosik, he's also being oisik in the mitzvah of taking wheat to bake matzahs. Cholak le, so the river split for him also. Have you taya, there was, Rashi says, Seicher Avri, an Arab, a merchant, going to Lavoya Badai, that was walking with them. The kids of the three of them were walking together. So this merchant was walking with them. So Omalei, so Pinchas ben Yoram said, Cholak le nam elahai, I want you to split for this person also. Why? To lelema, they should not say over the kach oisim levnei levoya. This is the way the Jews act to levnei benoya, people that travel together. The Rashi says levnei chamura shemnichem oilech. Not nice if the three were traveling together, the two should go through and one stay behind. Says so cholak le, so the river split for him also. So Amar Rav Yosef said, Kama nofresh gavrim imaisha. Look how great the Pinchas ben Yoram was, great even the Moshe Rabbeinu. Teshisin Rebuin, 600,000 yin with him. Dielu hostam by Moshe Rabbeinu by Kriyas Yamsuf. Chodes zimni. It only happened one time to Kriyas Yamsuf. Vochot tlos zimni. Here it happened three times. Samur says, who said so? Tedu machinami chodes zimni. Maybe here only split one time. Who said it split three separate times? Maybe it was all one time. Samur says, true. Elad means to say, Kimaisha Bashishin Nebuya, that you see how great the Pinchas ben Yoram was, he was equal to the same nace happened to him as happened to Klal Yisrael. So the Maestro was, Iklo Yilu Eshpiza, after he went over the river, now if Pinchas ben Yoram went into this inn, he went to a certain inn, is Romele Sarah Lechamri, so by the innkeeper there, he placed down some barley before Pinchas ben Yoram's chamor, before his donkey. So you have to say, let your donkey eat this barley. Is like ochal, the donkey did not want to eat the barley. So what do they do? Chavtinu. So.